In other news, an American man accused of killing a black teenager in the state of Florida cites the controversial Stand Your Ground law in his defense. Michael David Dunn says he was threatened with a shotgun and feared for his life during the confrontation with 17-year-old Jordan Davis, but police say they did not find any weapons at the scene. The incident took place in the city of Jacksonville. The confrontation started when Dunn complained to Davis, who was listening to music in his car. Then the 45-year-old Dunn pulled out his gun and started shooting at the vehicle. Police say Dunn fired at the car 8 or 9 times. In February, another black teenager, Trayvon Martin, was killed by a neighborhood watch coordinator. Martin's killer also cited the controversial law in his defense. Rather, the death resulted in a huge public outcry against racial profiling and racist killings. Well, for more insight on that story, we're now joined by Mr. A.O. Johnson. He is the director of Viewpoint Africa. Mr. Johnson, welcome to the program. Is this another incident of racial profiling in your views?
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's a real terrible shame that we keep on seeing this on our screens again and yet again in the United States. It would appear that the victim seems to have lost his life, and it would appear a racial killing, which we've seen ever so often. And it's a shame because clearly we've got way too many guns on the streets. Clearly there's a lack of education from the white majority that such killings and targeting of black people is unacceptable. I mean, it makes a mockery of the judicial system, and it sends shivers down the spines of every black person around the world. I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King, the freedom fighter who fought for equality and justice in the 50s and 60s, clearly thought that at least in 2012 we would have rid ourselves of some of these imageries and some of these problems. But clearly they clearly are still around, and clearly there's going to take a long, long time for America to be able to rid itself of these horrible scenes.
And what about the Stand Your Ground law of Florida? Some observers see it as a law that is not about self-defense, but more of a criminal protection law.
Well, it's a stupid law because what it does, it says shoot someone and ask questions later, irrespective of whether you were provoked into it, irrespective of whether you had a quarrel with somebody, and irrespective of whether the causes for you shooting was as simple as a bag of sweets or someone causing too much noise in your neighborhood. I think the law has got to be looked at again, and I think President Obama, who's on his second term, has got to do that much more. Being a president who's of mixed race origin, be a white mother and a black father, he should actually take ownership of this problem and try and ensure that these laws that seem to protect those who do the killing are rescinded, and for the victims to have as much protection as possible.
Director of Viewpoint Africa from London, Mr. A.O. Johnson, thank you very much indeed.